Thank you for calling customer service. Brother Jet speaking. How may I help you?
Can you tell me what type of business this is?
So we are a third-party call center that assists with over hundreds of different products and assists with multiple companies. So if you provide me some information, I'd be glad to assist you. What's your zip code?
Well, I'm trying to figure out. This number was next to my transaction that was taken off my debit card.
Yes, ma'am. What's your zip code?
49022.
What's your name?
Monroe Hill.
Okay, verifying your account. Please hold. Okay, so I was able to locate transactions here. So back in November, you agreed to pay $7.45 for shipping and handling to receive a Wi-Fi booster. At that time, it was declined on the first attempt, and then the second. Then they did it the same day where you got the Wi-Fi booster, rather, was shipped out on November 15th. You should have received that. So that puts you, that was a member of the Gadget Club. That was a welcoming gift for you becoming a member of the Gadget Club. At that point, if you didn't call and cancel within 48 hours, they will automatically enroll you into the Gadget Club, which is the $49.97 each month. So you received a charge in November 16th, December 17th, and January 17th and February.
So they've been taking money off my car, but I never, well, I guess I never got an understanding about it. How do I unsubscribe or whatever and try to get my money back?
Well, the charges back from November, that's that because they were valid charges. So those are non-refundable charges. I can cancel the account going forward and maybe give you 35% off the last charge that you had in February.
Well, she's saying it's a Wi-Fi booster that was ordered or something in November.
No, it wasn't. I did not.
Okay, hold on. Let me look at the tracking number and see when it was shipped out to you. Please hold.
So what it was is they said that I won a Wi-Fi booster. So I had to pay a shipping fee.
Right.
I paid the shipping, but it still never came.
But you still never got it.
Okay, let's see where it was shipped to, or if it was shipped out, or oh god.
But then you said during that time she said during that time you would have had to opt out of becoming a member of something.
In the terms and conditions.
When you put your credit card in, it asks you to agree to the terms and conditions. And if you agree in the terms and conditions, it did state that you will become automatically enrolled into the Gadget Club.
Unless you call a counselor.
Right. Yes, ma'am.
So basically, they just took hundreds and hundreds of dollars out of my money. For what? A gadget for what? What is on a gadget?
Well, they couldn't take your credit card, his credit card, unless he agreed to the terms, okay? That's how that works. Can't move forward.
It was a thing, it was an offer that came through that said that you won a prize. You could pick any prize you would.
Well, I told you to stop doing that.
I picked the Wi-Fi router, and they said it was free, but I had to pay for the shipping. It was $7.99.
Correct. It was, and that's correct. That it was. It is. It was a no charge for the gadget. For the Wi-Fi booster, if you agree to pay for the terms and conditions. I mean, if you agree to pay for the shipping and handling, but also before you put your card number in there to pay for the $7.45, terms and agreement states that you,
right.
If you
so
read them.
That was a little fine print he didn't read.
Correct. And, but what I can do, ma'am, but what I can do for you, though, I can get you canceled out, no more further charges, and give you 50% off the last charge, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, hold on. We should have heard from you back.
They took $49 from December and January.
Yeah, but we need to, if we had heard, if we had heard from you in November, you wouldn't have been charged in December. So it's February now. So what I, like I said, as a courtesy, I'll do 50% off.
Okay, thank you.
That don't even do nothing. It don't even do nothing. It,
okay, ma'am, are you accepting the 50% off and cancel the account going forward?
Yes, I am.
So
Monroe, shut up.
Hold on a minute. Say.
Damn.
Yes, ma'am. I can understand he's upset in the background. I get that. However, I'm listening to you and him both. So what I need to do is give you, I'm going to give you the 50% off
and refund cancel the
subscription going forward. Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Hold on. I'll give you a cancellation number. You got something to write with?
You got a pen over there?
And while I'm locating this right here, hold on a minute, please. All right, the last charge on February 17th, $56.95. You'll receive 50% off of that, which is $28.47. I'm going to locate, I'm going to refund that back to your account. And give me just a minute, I'll give you a confirmation number. So $28.47, that depends on the bank. 3 to 5 business days when they will give that back to you. I'm submitting the refund right now. And refund was successfully done. I'm going to cancel the account going forward for you. So it won't be any more charges. Here's your cancellation number. It's 25, I'm sorry, C as in Charlie, 2589-93548. So that's the, let me make sure I get it canceled, and I got that done. Well, you won't receive any more charges. You will receive $28.48 back on your account, and that depends on your bank. And is there anything else I can do for you tonight?
No, thank you.
Okay, thanks for calling customer service. Have a wonderful evening.
You too.